Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Good evening. You're listening to the Gospel Truth Broadcast. This is your host, Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. We're happy that you tuned in on tonight. We ask that you prepare your hearts for a word of prayer. Glory to God. We know that prayer changes things, and prayer can get the job done when nothing else will work. Prayer will work it out. Let us turn our hearts and minds toward the Lord. Eternal God and our Father, we thank you today. We thank you for giving your Son to us that we might have life. We thank you, O Lord. We thank you, Jesus, for giving your life and making it possible that we might be saved. You said in your word, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. We thank you for all that you've done for us. We thank you for the word of God. We thank you for another opportunity to send up our communication and our prayers unto you. We are looking to you today, the author and the finisher of our faith. We know that thou art powerful and thou can do all things. We are looking to you as never before. Our trust is in you today. We pray that you move by your spirit. Let your blood cover the day. Bind the works of Satan and cast him out. Send thine anointing. Send thy word. Let it reach your heart. Help somebody to give their life to you. Somebody that is weak and unstable. We pray that you touch their mind right now. Give strength, O Lord. Send on help. Send on power. Send thine anointing, O Lord. Take full control tonight. Meet us here tonight on this broadcast. Oh, my God, we need you as never before. We need you to take us through. We need you, O Lord, to continue to hold us in the hollow of thy hand. Ever lead us on to victory. Oh, my God, we are waiting on you. No other help we know. We want to be found in thy word. We want to be right. Help us today, oh, Lord, every way that it's not like it. We pray that you take it away from us. We pray, Lord, that you look on us with compassion and with mercy, that you will touch our souls, that you will bless us in a special way. Send thine anointing, oh, Lord. Let us feel thine anointing. In the name of Jesus, have your way on this broadcast. Continue to bless your people. Look on every listener tonight. We pray that you will touch and strengthen, heal and deliver, lift heavy burdens. Oh, Mike, on the bereaved families, comfort them in their time of need. Help us to go through. Help us to endure. Oh, my God, help us to be like that soldier that endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Help us, O Lord, in the name of Jesus, for without you we can do nothing. We need you to go with us and stand by us, ever lead us on to victory. And we thank you for how you blessed us. We thank you for all things that you've done for us. We are not worthy, but we are thankful for the grace and the mercy that you bestowed upon us. We thank you for sparing lives. We thank you for healing. We thank you for strength, O Lord. We thank you for encouragement. We thank you for being a way maker and a door opener. We thank you today, Lord, and we give praise to your name. We praise you for your mercy. We praise you for giving your life and giving us a chance, O Lord, that we might receive salvation. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. We thank you that, hey, Lord, we pray that you move in our behalf. Continue to have your way. Continue to bless us and make ways for us. You know what we have need of before we call. We are looking to you, trusting in you, and taking you at your precious word. Your word is true. We thank you today, and we give glory and honor unto the name of the Lord. This prayer we pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. We thank the Lord for that opening prayer coming through Evangelist May. And at this time, we're going to have the opening scripture. And I'm going to be reading the 34th number of Psalm, verses 1 through 8. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him and were lightened. Faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth around about them that fear him, and delivereth them. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Thank the Lord for the reading of the 100, and thank the Lord for the reading of the 34th number of Psalm, verses 1 through 8. May God bless the reading of his word.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for those beautiful passages of scriptures coming through Sister Cheryl Edmond. Praise God. We thank you once again for tuning in to the Gospel Truth broadcast. And we want to announce that if you'd like to be on this broadcast, you can call in 945-218-0218. And the access code is 5847-681#. We will be glad to have you as a guest on our show. Praise God. If there's anyone out there that like to give a testimony, or you have something that the Lord has laid on your heart to do, you can call in at that number, 945-218-0218. And the access code, once again, is 5847-681#. We're here every Sunday night at 7 p.m. and Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. Also, on Tuesday night, we have oldies but goodies in the gospel, the worldly, not the worldly ways, but we have the holy way. The goodies in the gospel. Praise God. And at this time, we're going to go into the word of God. And we have the late evangelist Melinda Edmond preaching the word of God. I tell you that this evangelist preached out of her soul. At this time, this is the following message. We ask that you stay tuned. Don't turn that dial. Here is the word of God. God bless you.
Tonight, before we go into the word, we'd like to have a moment of prayer. We want you to put your mind on the Lord tonight. Those of you that are out there under the sound of my voice that are looking for something, those of you who want the Lord to do something in your life, God is able, because we know that prayer changes things.
Yes.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you right now, Lord. We ask that you would look upon us tonight. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, stretch out thy mighty hand, Lord. Oh, my God, send on and on, Lord. Send on and on through the airway, Lord. Touch somebody's heart. Touch somebody's mind, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Lord God, touch that soul, Lord. That sick and afflicted, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Touch that troubled mind right now. Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We want you to touch and deliver, Lord. Save a dying soul, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Lord God, let your will be done. Have thine eternal way. We want you to move tonight. Move in a mighty way, Lord. Oh, God, touch somebody right now. Touch right now, Lord. Deliver, Jesus. Save the unsaved. In the name of Jesus. Give somebody a mind to hear your word, to take it in, Lord, and apply it unto themselves. In the name of Jesus. Lord God, please, Lord. We want you to do it for us tonight, Lord. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, have your way and let your will be done. We ask it in the name St. John, the fourth chapter. Very familiar scripture. But there is something in the word of God tonight. Something that can touch your heart and cause you to want to cry out unto the Lord.
Yes.
Glory to God. We're going to St. John beginning at the sixth verse. St. John 4 and 6, and the word of God reads as follows. Said, now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well. And it was about the sixth hour. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water.
Yes.
Jesus said unto her, give me to drink. For his disciples were gone away unto the city to buy meat. Glory to God. And we know that Jesus at that time that didn't have anything to do with the Samaritans. But he had come upon the well of Jacob in Samaria.
Yes.
And there came a woman of Samaria.
Yes.
And Jesus began to ask her to give him the drink.
Yes.
His disciples had gone on off to buy her food. And Jesus was athirst. Then said the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews had no dealings with the Samaritans.
Yes.
And at that time, that's what it was all about. The Jews had no dealings with the Samaritans.
Amen.
But God Almighty, Jesus saw fit to stop at Jacob's well. Because
yes,
somebody was in need of the Lord. Somebody's soul was in trouble. Glory to God. Glory, hallelujah. Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. Glory to God. And as they go on, the woman began to let Jesus know. She said, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. In other words, you ain't even got nothing to draw with.
Right.
And this well is deep.
Yes.
And yet you're asking me, a Samaritan woman, for a drink.
Yes.
But see, Jesus, he wasn't talking about the natural drink. Glory to God. But he was talking about that spiritual drink.
Yes.
That holy drink that he had to offer her. Glory, hallelujah. And that's just the way it is today. People make all sorts of excuses.
Amen.
Glory to God. Because they don't want to do that which is right. Oh, glory, hallelujah. People come up with all manner of excuses.
Amen.
See, the woman said that Jesus didn't have nothing to draw with. Glory to God. But she was at the well, and she wasn't there for nothing. She came to draw all the water.
Yes.
And no doubt glory to God. By this time, I believe she got excited and began to run to the city and say, come see me. Come. Come see me. Jesus is saying, come. Come. Come and see Jesus. Get that indwelling spirit, that spirit of God that'll make you do right. That indwelling spirit that'll make you walk right. That indwelling spirit that'll make you talk right. Come and see Jesus. Come and see the Lord.
Oh, yes.
Jesus has got that indwelling spirit.
Yes.
He's got that living water.
Amen.
Of living water.
Living water.
Oh, down on the inside.
Yes.
You can have that living water tonight.
Yes, you can.
You can have it tonight.
Yes.
God Almighty will bring you out of sin.
Yes.
He'll bring you out of darkness.
Yes.
Into the marvelous light.
Yes.
You won't have to live in that filth no more.
Amen.
You won't have to live in lies and adultery no more.
Amen.
Glory to God. God is able to make it all right. But the Spirit of God must be on the inside.
Amen.
The thing that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth.
Amen.
Glory to God. You must worship the Lord in spirit and in truth.
Yes.
Ain't no need kidding yourself.
Amen.
God is real. He's real. God Almighty. He's real.
Yes.
And he's got the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
If you just receive it,
yes,
he wants to give it to you.
Yes.
He wants to put it down within you. Glory to God. And you won't have to thirst no more.
Amen.
Glory to God. God wants to put that spirit down within you.
Oh, yes.
And you don't have to thirst no more.
Yes.
God's got it tonight.
Yes, he does.
God's got it.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Praise God. We thank you.
Praise the Lord. We're going to pause there a little bit because God still has some more for you. Praise God, that indwelling spirit of God. He will stay in you. He will live in you. He will walk in you. He will talk in you. He will lead you and guide you into all truth. Glory to God. We thank God today. That was part one. And here we're going to we paused it a little bit, but we're going to go with the second part. So don't touch your dial. Just stay right there. Praise
God. In the name of Jesus, we want you to heal, Lord. Heal right now. In the name of Jesus, with your strength, we are healed, Lord. In the name of Jesus, move in a mighty way. Move right now. Move right now, Jesus. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, look on your people everywhere, Lord. Touch the hearts and minds of men everywhere. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, give somebody a mind to be saved, Lord, to call upon thy name, to turn from the error of their way. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, look upon us, Lord. Lord God, I want you to send my word. Send thine anointing. Oh, God, touch somebody's heart. Touch somebody's heart. Wake up the sounding heart. In the name of Jesus. Give somebody a mind to hear that their soul may live. Oh, glory to God. Lord God, we want you to do these things for us tonight. And we'll give your name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. We ask it in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. We thank God for the prayer tonight. And we're going to be going into the Word of God. And as many of you may have heard on last week, we preached from St. John, the 4th chapter. And we're going right back to that same chapter tonight.
Yes.
We will not finish with it. There's a lot in the Word of God.
Yes.
And I find that in a time like this, the Word of God must go out.
Amen.
Glory to God. And we're still talking about that indwelling spirit.
Yes.
A part two, if you would like to call it. But we're still talking about that indwelling spirit. That indwelling spirit. That spirit of God.
Amen.
That dwells down on the inside.
Oh.
And as you know from last week, we begin to talk about the woman of Samaria.
Yes.
And Jesus, he came up upon Jacob's well.
Yes.
And he found the woman of Samaria.
Yes.
Sitting there. And Jesus began to tell her all that she had done. He began to reveal some things unto her that she knew he could not have known anything about. Glory to God. Jesus began to tell the woman to call thy husband. And the woman Paul is picking up in the 7th chapter, glory to God, around the 2nd verse, throughout the 6th verse, and begin to say that the wife, glory, hallelujah, is bound by the law until her husband, until he dies, glory, hallelujah, and the man is also bound by the wife, so long as he lives, but if he be dead, then she's free, she's loose to marry again. Jesus told the Pharisees when they came to him, tempting him of this very thing. Glory to God in Matthew. Oh, yes, Lord. Round about the 16th chapter. Glory to God when the Pharisees, they came to Jesus, tempting him and wanting to know what Moses had said. Jesus began to tell him, oh, yes, Moses, he called you to write a bill of divorce, man, because of the hardness of your heart, that mean heart, that stubborn heart that didn't want to do right, that heart that didn't want to obey the word of God. He said, but from the beginning, it was not so. It's not so that from the beginning, God made them male and female. Glory, hallelujah. I want you to know that there's no such thing as two or three living husbands. No such thing as two or three living wives. Get as many divorces as you want to. But I guarantee you, you will not enter into the kingdom of God. In Corinthians, picked it up, the 6th chapter, glory to God, round about the 9th verse, said, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Said, be not deceived. Glory, hallelujah. Neither fornicators, those of you who commit fornication and have not taken your wedding vows, those of you who ran around with every John, Joe, and Harry. Glory to God. Those of you that's lying around with every Mary, Sue, and Jane. Glory, hallelujah. Know ye not that no fornicator. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, yes, my Lord. No adulterers. No adulterers. Glory, hallelujah. Those of you that have been married more than once, yet got a living husband or got a living wife, know ye not that you shall not, you shall not, you shall not enter into the kingdom of God. That truth is not God in God's kingdom. It's not going there. God's not pleased with it. He's not satisfied with it. He told us to be holy. He wants a holy people, a clean people. Glory, hallelujah. God wants a righteous people. One that's going to worship him in spirit and in truth. Glory to God. People got this thing going. Oh, God will forgive you. He'll forgive you. Yes, he will. God will forgive you. But when he forgive you, he don't mean for you to go back in the sin.
No, he don't.
He don't mean for you to continue in your filthy, sin, sick way.
No, he don't.
Glory to God. 2 Corinthians picked it up, 5:17. That if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. That all things are passed away.
Yes.
Behold, oh. Behold, oh. All things. I said all things.
Oh.
Not some things, but all things become new. They become new. Your mind become new. This old fleshy body become new. Your heart become new. The Spirit of God is in you, and you become new all over. Glory to God. And that'll make you want to do right. That indwelling spirit. I'm still talking about that indwelling spirit. You don't know him. You don't know, my God, if you're doing these things. You don't know, my God. I tell you right now, you have not been born again. You don't know, God. He said, know ye not that your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost, and there shall no unclean thing dwell within. Ain't no filth gonna dwell in it. You can have any many, many women as you want, many men as you want, but glory to God, God ain't pleased with it. Marriage was instituted by God. It was instituted by God. Glory to God, when he gave Adam Eve, he made a male and female. He said, what God has joined together, let no man put asunder.
Amen.
Glory, hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory, God. He said, you'll be one flesh. You're no more twain, but you are as one. And you're bound by that husband. And the wife is bound by the husband till death do you part. Hallelujah. Because God's word is life. He said, let my word be true and every man alive. Glory, hallelujah. You're a liar if you say you know Jesus. If you say that you know the Lord and you're living in filth like that, you're a liar. You need to know the truth. Come out from among them and be ye separate. Save the Lord. Glory to hallelujah. The word of God says, stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has made you free. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you have
praise God. Thank the Lord. Powerful message. A message that everybody needs to hear. We thank God for the word of God. As we prepare our hearts for a word of prayer, we're going to ask that evangelist Cynthia, if she's on the line, to come forth and lead us in a word of prayer, because we know that prayer changes things. And we're going to open the doors of salvation that somebody might have a chance to give their life to the Lord, to receive this indwelling Spirit of God. Praise the Lord. We're going to ask Evangelist Cynthia to come forth and lead us in this word of prayer.
Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus, thanking you for your word tonight, Lord. Oh, my Father, we thank you for thy precious word, Lord. We bless thy holy name, God, and we give you glory. We give you thanks tonight, God. Look down on us with compassion, God. Have mercy, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Help us to take your word in, God. Help us to be saved tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Put your spirit in us, God. We want to worship you in spirit and in truth, God. We want to live by your word, Lord. We want to do the things that are pleasing in your sight, God. Help us tonight, Lord. Save the unsaved, God. Oh, my God, that bow down head lifted up, God. Oh, Father, that soul that's nearest to hell, my God. Save the night, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I know you're able, God. Have mercy on us, God. That sick and shut in, Lord. Heal and deliver, God. The one that's cast down, Lord. Pick them up, my God. I know you're able, Lord. The incarcerated, God. Save, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let your will be done, Lord. Have your eternal way, my God. Move in signs and wonders, Lord. Work miracles for your people, God. Save the unsaved, Lord. Fill with the Holy Ghost, my God. In the name of Jesus, somebody is looking for a way out, Lord. In the name of Jesus, lead and guide and direct their path, Lord. In the name of Jesus, send on your blessings, Lord. We need a blessing from you, God. We're looking to you, Lord. We're standing on your word tonight, God. Help us tonight, Lord. Help us to stand, God. Help us to hold out, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Move every obstacle out of the way, God, that seeks to hinder, Lord, to stop us from doing your will, God. Move it tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I know you're able, God. Look on the President of the United States, God. Look on Congress, Lord. Bind that adversary, God. In the name of Jesus, help us to help them to lead your people, Lord. I know you're able, God. Have your way tonight, God. Move on this broadcast, God. Look on the listeners, God. Touch right now, Lord. In the name of Jesus, comfort somebody's heart, Lord. Encourage somebody's soul, God, in the name of Jesus. I know you're able, God. Let your will be done and have your eternal way. Move in signs and wonders and work miracles, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, I know you're able, God. Save our youth, my God. You know all about it, God, in the name of Jesus. They don't know which way to go, my God. Some are suicidal, God, in the name of Jesus. Some are mentally disturbed, Lord, but I know you're able, God. You are able to restore the mind, Lord. You're able, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to cause them to turn to you, God. I know you're able, God. Have your way tonight, God. Move by your spirit, Lord. Let your will be done, God, and have your eternal way, God. And these are all things we ask in the name of the Father and of the Son. And of the precious Holy Ghost,
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for that prayer coming through Dr. Cynthia Edmond, and we praise God for all that has been said and done thus far through the word of God. God's word is right all by itself, and the late evangelist Melinda was preaching under the anointing. The word of God went forth, and we have to take the word of God at heart, because one thing about it, God's word is going to stand when everything else go down. All our excuses, why we did this, why we continued the way we was going, it's going to be inexcusable, because God is going to reward us according as our work shall be. So let's take the word of God in and live by it, and God will bless you. When you do it, the word of God say, you will gain strength. The Lord will give you strength just like that. But if you reject the word of God, Lord, I tell you, you're in trouble with the Lord. So we thank the Lord for that powerful message preached under the anointing. And we thank God for this broadcast. Now at this time, we're going to ask that if any of our evangelists or ministers on the line would like to have remarks, you may do so at this time.
Praise God. Thank God for such a beautiful, inspiring message that came on the night from the lady evangelist Linda Edmond. I tell you, she preached part one and part two. She preached under the anointing. Amen. Talking about that water from that Jesus has. Amen. The woman, he met the woman at the well. Amen. And she thought he was talking about that water in that well, but he was talking about that living water. Amen. Which was Jesus Christ. Amen. Yes. He is that living water, that indwelling spirit. Amen. Springing up into everlasting life. Amen. Yes. I just thank God for that word. That was a beautiful message. It's beautiful. Amen. And she began to preach about the adultery and the fornication. And I tell you, he began to tell the woman, he asked her, where was her husband?
Yes.
She told him she didn't have any. And he said, you have five, and the one that you have now is not yours.
Amen.
And that's what people are doing now in this society. They making it okay to marry 1 month. The next month, they divorce. They get with somebody else and marry them. The next month, they divorce. They go and go call it an annulment, all kinds of stuff. But Jesus said it was not so from the beginning. Amen. He didn't sanction it. Amen. But because of the hardness of the people's heart, Moses wrote the law. And you try to tell people today what the word says, they'll stand up and contest you. And say, ain't nothing wrong with it because it's in the Old Testament. But when you tell them something else is in the Old Testament, oh, that's the Old Testament. Nobody live by that no more. I tell you, that word of God is right. The whole, he told Ezekiel to eat the whole roll. He didn't say eat half of it. He said eat the whole roll and then go and speak to the people after you eat it. Amen. I just thank God for the word of God. The word of God is right all by itself. I pray that you take it in. Amen. Live by it and you will be saved. God bless.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. I thank the Lord for those remarks and exhortations coming through Evangelist Cynthia. And that is right. The word of God spoke for itself. Can't get it no plainer. And the Bible said a fool shall not err therein. Praise God. So you're without excuse. I don't care what kind of excuse you try to make up. It's not going to work before the Lord. You got to go by this word, not by what man is saying down here. Because they'll go in, they'll have a meeting, and they'll come out saying, yeah, you can get married again, even if you got a living husband. But that's a lie from the pit. And the Bible told us tonight, the preacher preached the word, and she gave the scriptures. And you can read in St. Matthew, the 19th chapter. Read it if you don't believe it. The word of God is right there. Praise the Lord. So we thank the Lord for this broadcast on tonight. And we thank God for each of you that have tuned in on tonight. We encourage you to continue to tune in to this broadcast We have some more oldies but goodies, and it's in the gospel. Praise God, the gospel truth. Praise the Lord. So if you want to tune in again, tune in by calling 945-218-0218. And the access code is 5847-681-POUND. Praise the Lord. We look forward to being back here again on Tuesday night, which is originally Oldies but Goodies in the Gospel on Tuesday night. So you can tune in and hear the word of God. Hear what thus saith the Lord to the people. Praise God. We thank you again. And at this time, that's all we have for you tonight. Tune in again Day night at 7 p.m. God bless you and good night.